Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Got to turn that music down because it balls out all the way through. I got Larissa on the line. This is TAZ, only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. Hopefully Mitch will call in. Mitch Taylor, the author of What's Up. He's supposed to be calling in. I hit him up. I don't know. And then Roy and E should be calling in. But if not, me and Larissa take it on out for real. Because, of course,
that's
with
right.
With Roy being on last week, we didn't get through but four subjects.
Right. We needed 45 minutes, you know?
I got a question. Do Roy don't irritate you, do he?
No. He entertains me. He don't irritate me. I know plenty of Roy. I know plenty of them. I enjoy them. They make me laugh.
But last week, he did say that Sarah Huckabee was a strong woman. You had to come back and pick it. Well, I understood what he meant. He meant she was strong taking them insults at the correspondence dinner, which I understood. But, you know, we got another caller on the line. 404?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Roy?
Hey, talk about it.
Well, Mitch ain't called in, and Donna got a headache, a migraine. E hasn't called in yet, so all three of us are just going to take it and do what we do. First thing I want to bring up is these white nationalists marching in D.C., and there's only 12 of them. They got more news reporters than the people marching. And all those people that are the anti-protesters. So I don't think nothing's going to jump off today. There's too many scared people that were supposed to be marching, not marching. So how do you feel about that? Starting with Larissa, of course, then Roy.
Okay. Yeah. 12 protesters. I don't know how many was in Charlottesville. But I think the exposure that some of them got, I was watching a video earlier on how they exposed them and, you know, a lot of their names and their jobs and where they work. I think it scared a lot of them, which it should. They should be exposed. You know, if you're bold enough to go out there, you should be exposed. So I think that probably scared a lot of them away, and which is good, you know. I wish it wasn't any, but 12 is better than 200, you know, so. I wish they weren't protesting at all, but, you know, 12 is better than 200.
Correct. Roy.
Well, I'm just happy that we have that right to be able to protest. Now, their protest is something that is kind of madness. You know, in the 21st century, we're going down this rabbit hole again. We shouldn't be doing this. But I think it's only 12 of them. But you say it's more reporters. Really, to be honest with you, the reporters are their security. Keep everybody else off of getting on that, you know, knocking them down.
Well, there's police out there too
now. Yeah, I know. But at the same time, you know, I know. But them reporters, you know, that reporters is like, what? Is it the Second Amendment? You know, or is it the First Amendment? Which one is it that the reporters have the right to represent?
Freedom of speech, number two, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So whichever one it is, right? It's a good thing that they're out there.
Freedom of speech,
what?
Ain't freedom of speech number one, and number two is, I don't know. Let me talk to Mitch. I see Mitch is on the line. Mitch, you on the line?
Hey, what's up? I'm here.
This is Mitch Taylor, everybody.
Don't know what the question
Roy,
is, but...
What's
Roy
up, Mitch?
And, Larissa is on the line, too.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now I'm up here watching TV, and they having a little scuffle out here in the streets now.
Let me turn it on. I can't miss
it's,
a couple.
It's raining outside. It looks like a little bit like it's overcast. It's cloudy, overcast in the sky. The people that the anti-protesters, they had a little scuffle with the police with a sign or something. Crazy, man. Anyway, the next issue that I got up, unless Roy was done. Roy, you done?
I was just saying, you know, welcome to the 21st century.
Chris Collins, congressman, insider trading, arrested by the FBI for lying to the FBI. Will Trump pardon him? And will that hurt Trump if he does? Starting with Larissa again. She the only lady in here. Ladies first.
Right. No, it won't hurt. Nothing seems to hurt Trump. I mean, what has hurt him thus far that he has done? Nothing is, it's not going to hurt him. And he probably will pardon him. But I want to say this about Chris Collins. You know, he talked down about the FBI so bad, and I have put a post about this on Facebook. The FBI is up and running. So if these people think that they can just do anything they want and they're going to not become, you know, be accountable for it like Trump do, they, you know, sadly mistaken. Because the FBI is up and running. If you do something, they're coming after you. You know, I think a lot of his supporters think, well, no, nothing's going to happen because they try to go under his umbrella. Nothing may not happen to him yet, but, you know, the FBI is up and running. I don't care what you say about them. They're up and running. They still working.
Roy?
Yeah, you know, Chris, you know, man, the guy, man, he just, you know, he just, man, he just did something that just, look, this guy, man, was nasty, point blank. And he got caught up in this because he was greedy. And then his lame excuse is unbelievable, what he came with this offering money to some program for some programming through the hospital. This is crazy. We just need him to resign. He just, man, look, this guy's not cool.
Mitch.
And, you know, it's funny. He actually represents a district that I grew up in. I've spent some time growing up in Niagara Falls, Buffalo area. So, you know, he represents that district. It's funny that he brought his son into it and also his future son's father-in-law. And it's a criminal act, and I'm hoping that maybe they can hit him with some state charges. And, you know, of course, state charges, you can't pardon. You can only pardon federal charges. So maybe they hit him with some state charges. He can spend time in prison like you see it, because insider trading is illegal, egregious, and wrong on so many fronts. It's just unethical. But, you know, they don't really think it's a problem unless they get caught. So, you know, there you have it.
E is on the line. Everybody say hello to E. And E, meet Mitch. Mitch Taylor, the one who wrote the book. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, what up, E? Exceptional.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know he's messing with you, E. Go on, E. What do you think of Chris Collins getting busted for lying to the FBI about insider trading?
I was shouting, but, you know, I was shouting in my front yard. There is hope in the land. That's all up. There is hope in the land. And like my sister said, the FBI, you know, they stealthily, they lull you into a false sense of security, and then bam, they come in and snap your soul. So good.
This week, I kind of wish Donna was here because she works for the FBI from Florida. Yeah, I know. I kind of. She's not here. She has migraines today, which me and E suffer with periodically.
Chronically.
Hey, G. She too busy rounding up corruption. She got a headache.
Lord.
The next one I got. Judge, a black judge, orders a plane carrying deported mother and child back to you, yes, the United States, because they still had to go through that immigration trial, and Sessions trying to get rid of everybody. What do you think of this? Your opinion. Is Larissa E. Roy dimit?
Well, now see this story. I don't know a whole lot. I just briefly heard about this story this week, which is unusual for me. But somebody else go first, and let me hear more about what happened. Come back to me.
Okay, we're going with E then. It's ladies first, though. E.
I appreciate you. I first I was trying to figure out what his intent was, you know, and if the intent was to kind of like spit in the eye of the president, then I could support him, but then why make them go through all the other shenanigans? I just really wasn't clear. I wanted to support him and his decision, but I don't know why they were forced to jump through so many hoops if he had already pretty much just said he could come back. So I understand what he did. I just don't know what the intent was behind it.
Roy.
No comment.
What? I'm amazed.
Roy, come on now. We talked about this, Roy.
You got fever, Roy?
Hey, Roy.
Hold on, y'all wait.
Doug,
hey, hey, it's only a 30-minute show. Come on.
Not you.
Just
people. So, hey, Mitch. Just because we got company in the house, he want to act
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, he's trying to act all crazy.
Go on, Mitch. Go on. It's on you, Mitch, because he don't want to say.
Hey, I wasn't really well versed on it. I just heard about it. Probably about an hour or two ago. I just hope it wasn't politically motivated. I mean, you know, you would think a judge would do what's in the best interest of what the law says, but I mean, I just hope it wasn't anything that that's going to. I just hope it's not anything that's going to portray put us in any more of a negative light. I'll just say that.
What it was is that they hadn't went through the immigration trial yet, and the United States put them on a plane to port
them back
to the country.
Right.
And the black judge said, look at here, we ain't went through trial with these people yet, and
right.
you're trying to skip
right.
them out of the country. So he ordered the plane back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Roy knows this because we talked about it.
Yeah, in midair now. That's the beautiful part of it. In midair, he turned it around. That's the power that
I
was talking about.
That's why I was like, I really don't know why he did that, but come on, son.
Yeah, they didn't go to the trial. That's what the problem was.
Right.
Right.
Just shadiness on the United States part, on the government part.
Correct.
Mitch, I want you to talk about what your book is about, what's up. Just give a brief synopsis of what it is. And anybody else on the panel that has any questions concerning it? Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, briefly, the book is titled What's Up? A Definitive Guide to Surviving Life in Black America. Really, basically what it covers is, it's extensive. It covers all the problems that we as black Americans face here in America, including education, economics, politics, black leadership, black family, education, and it actually gives you insight into all of these areas, a historical perspective, and then as well as problem, plan, solution on how to resolve it in the short. I mean, the book is 10 chapters, 300 pages, so it gets into a lot of different subject matter, but you know, it's available at all major retailers, booksellers, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon.com, and on the website.
Also, it deals with finances too, right? Economics.
Right. Economics.
As far as black.
Black economics.
Yeah, yeah. I was deep on that
chapter. I remember. Yeah. It's all about, you know, it's all about empowerment and liberation. That's really what it's about. It's about liberating black people from this caste system of capitalism that really is oppressive. It's oppressive. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, you know, capitalism, it either works for some, it doesn't work for all. And, you know, as black people, we're really never taught, or at least not early on, how to use economics to our benefit. White people generally rely on generational wealth. They have wealth in their families. They're able to start businesses just by going to the bank and using their capital. And, you know, the entire concept of black oppression through the economic system, which is just one avenue, is greatly detailed. But I think it's a big detriment to the success or future success of what we try to do as a race. So yeah, economics is really one of the big ones. But like I said, all of them kind of tie into each other: politics, education.
Right.
Oh, I forgot black relationships too. I mean, chapter 3, that's a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's one I've gotten
I've
gotten a lot of feedback on, because in order to build a strong family base, in order to have, you know, a strong foundation, you have to have a strong relationship. So, you know, that everything, one chapter ties into the next, and then the resolution kind of ties everything together in chapter 9.
Any questions, anybody?
No, but I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, please check it out, because I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from all over. Actually, the book has been selling in the UK, it's been selling in China, and it's been selling in various parts of Europe. So, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback.
Roy, you ain't got no question, Roy.
Well, I was just going to ask him, you know, like, why is there a steady decline in black doctors in America? Is it that we just are not given opportunities, or just that we just not focused on that?
Good question. I think we need to focus more on strengthening the black family. And by doing so, if you take the Asians, people think, you know, Asian people are by their nature smarter. It's not that they're naturally smarter, it's that they're more inclined to head towards education. And that's what we need to focus on as a race. I know black people tend to focus on sports, and we go for the sports, but let's be honest, only 2%, less than 2% of people actually make it to the professional level in sports to be able to make that type of money.
All right.
So if you're not focusing on education and telling your children, hey, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, and giving them the tools and everything they need to make that become reality, like the Asian people do, like the Jewish people do, like so many other races and ethnicities do and have learned, then you're going to see a decline in black doctors, black professionals, black lawyers, etc. So I think, you know, that's a good point that you brought up. I think it all starts with, a lot of this starts with the family. That's going to be part of the most important key, strengthening the black family. 68% of black families are led by black females, and that's a trend that we have to change. There's a lot of reasons that go into that, why it's like that, but it's going to start with everyone taking their own individual responsibility for their own family situation, relationship, and that's what the change is going to be. It's got to be a grassroots effort.
And that means black families can't be playing Baby Got Back all day long on TV.
Right.
Keep it on the education channel.
So
everybody can't be
watching reality TV all the time. Exactly. I mean, that's true.
So
I mean, it has to be a philosophical change.
So what you're saying also is that reflection, what we see on TV is can reflect back in the home to assist the child or the classroom as well, right? Classroom.
Right.
So it's the innovation of the teacher or the instructor, whoever you may call them in high school, that brings about that thought that makes what TV is today, which has all kinds of virtual reality movements to it. So actually a lot of stuff starts right in school, but also in the home, but also our TV is articulating a lot of different things to us as well. I see your point, but we got to get this.
Yep, that's good. Yep, that's true.
I know you got something to say about that being you a teacher.
Correct. I just wanted to briefly say that America is the one country that does not revere education like the other organized countries do. In Germany, they go to school 5.5 days out of the week, and the Asian culture, they go 6 days a week. Their emphasis is on, like he said, education, and you're in school from 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning until 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening. Your extracurricular activities are only done after 4 o'clock in the evening. So the extracurricular activity is the icing on the cake. It's not their main focus. They're not saying, somebody's gonna come from America to recruit you to go play ball or golf or whatever. They are going to do that in spite of being a doctor. They're gonna do that in spite of being a lawyer, in spite of being a pharmacist, in spite of being a business person. Yet in America, it's the other way around. And he's right, because our families, the families are looking for that one child to be the savior of the family, to get them out the hood and buy the big house on the hill, you know. And it's horrible to see in the classroom how many black kids say they're going to the NFL and never catch the ball. And I live in a small, I work in a small community. So you're telling me that somebody's going to recruit you, and you ain't never touched the football, but they believe that dream, that hype, and nobody's saying, hey, well, what about plan B and plan C and plan D? In the event, even if you do play ball, if you break your leg, or if you get injured, or you get a head injury, and somebody's trying to snatch your athletic scholarship, you need an academic scholarship, you know. But the parents don't push that, and it is sad. And I teach high school, so. You know, we just graduated. We had summer graduation for 6 kids. 2 of them were 20. 20. And could not pass a last test in time enough to get out of school at 18. But trust and believe, 2 of them played a sport. And when they got in trouble, their coach kind of saved them, or they went to the alternative school. You know, we need crazy Joe Clark back in the classroom.
that's true.
But also, Mitch, you touch on the broken families where it's just one parent household too.
Right.
But Tim,
has a lot of
it's been proven. It's been, I mean, you know, it's dynamic. I mean, it's been proven that families are stronger, kids are more successful when both parents are in the home. Can a woman do it? Yeah, women have done it. Women have raised single families, but should they be doing it? You know what I mean? I mean, I talk about in the book how hard it is for a woman to raise a boy into being a man because she's not a man. You know what I mean? It's just like a man trying to raise a little girl into being a woman. He's going to have to get outside help to know what it's like to be a woman.
I tell them that it takes a man to teach a man how to be a man. And I did raise a young black man.
Right.
But I
congratulations.
Didn't realize.
I know it's hard.
Thank you. He'll be 28 in 2 weeks. So, you know, in knowing that, you have to humble yourself and surround that child with positive role models, predominantly black, you know, who can teach them what it means to be a black man in America, who can teach them how to be a productive black man in American society, who can teach them what to do when they are stopped by the police. You know, humbling yourself don't make you a punk. It makes you able to come home and tell your mom what happened. So those are the people that you surround your child with, instead of trying to let them listen to rap and act all ignorant and pants hanging low. And yes, it's very hard.
The book.
It's very hard. But you can do it. And this is the era of reality TV and younger parents, younger mothers, and so they want to be their kids' friends, you know, and then they want to wait till they're 16, 17 to try to parent them. Well,
you're trying to
parent your child after you've been a friend and you've been smoking with them
right.
and rolling up with
yep.
them and buying them cigarettes
they
and
expect.
Buying them beer
yep.
and sip the alcohol at your car parties or rent parties, and now at 16 you want to be their friend. Stop the
yep.
madness.
Right.
You know, and, that, and
right.
that's where we are. So
that's mad.
Sorry, I was
yep.
That's where I am in the school house.
Larissa, you got something to say or add on? You just amen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I agree about the parents being friends. You know, I heard about these 15, 16-year-olds spending the night with their boyfriend, or you know, parents letting the 16, 15-year-olds spend the night. I don't even let my 24-year-old daughter have company up in my house. You think I'm gonna let my 16-year-old daughter have company up in here? That's crazy. 15 and 16 spending at each other's
Larissa,
house.
Larissa, she can't get her swirl on.
She won't get it on in here. No, she can get a swirl, but it won't be in here. It won't be in here. It surely won't
Roy.
Be in here.
Roy,
yeah.
I know you got kids. Go on, Roy. Say so.
I believe in the sisters, what they just said, but I just wanted to say this, though. What a lot of what I'm hearing is that being black and being proud. So I just like to say, you know, just, you know, be black and be proud.
Say it loud.
Tell your kids.
I'm black
and
proud.
And tell your kids the same thing. They'll love it.
The problem with that, Roy, is
That's
that
true.
These younger parents, these younger people, they don't know where we've come from. And so they don't know that we're standing on the shoulders of kings and queens and empresses
right.
and emperors. They don't understand
right.
when they say the struggle is real, how real the struggle had to be. And so you cannot teach them what you don't know. You know,
well, you know,
so
you got a good.
They don't.
I was gonna say,
read a book, Beth.
You know what? All of you ladies are right, because I got to go along with you, because I've never seen a king with his pants down.
Thank you.
That's ooh. Right.
Wow, that's
have
a
you?
Deep right
well,
there. That's
well,
deep.
I never have either. That's right. I mean, Go ahead.
The last subject I want to put out there. Omarosa in this book,
oh,
and she just now realizing she's black, and Donald Trump is white. start with Larissa. I don't need to say no more. Larissa E. DeRoy DeMitch.
Listen, we traded her a long time ago, and we don't want her back.
Yes,
I won't be reading her book, and I don't care what you say.
You took the word
next,
right out of my
mouth. I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
We have snatched her black card
sure.
so long ago.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest in anything that she has to say. I feel like she's a sellout. Everybody who is a Trump supporter thinks she is the representative for the black people.
I got one thing to say. Can we lump her over with OJ? Can we lump her over with OJ?
Hey.
You know, we only get so many, and we can
right.
identify. Can we lump her over with OJ?
That's the first time I heard.
Listen, man. You know, you can always come home. You know, it's, for some reason, we always bring back the black people. I mean, they can go out and do whatever they want. They always try to come back. Amarosa, I'm sorry, she just can't. I mean, it's just. I mean, you really. Y'all already said everything else needs to be said. I mean, the girls. I don't know what's. I mean,
look,
she out
look,
of here,
y'all.
She got
look. She missed the greens. She missed the chitlins. She missed the cornbread. She just left out the hot sauce.
And
yeah,
they always got to be from Ohio. They always got to be from Ohio.
Oh,
they
there you have
from
it.
My home state.
You cause the river, the Mississippi, cause the Mississippi River ran that way. That's why. How you think you got there?
I see that one.
Wow.
You gonna have to
let
me have that one.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one.
I'll let you have that one. I'm from Ohio.
Y'all let me have that one. Y'all let me have that one. Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm from Ohio too, so you know.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, Ohio in the house.
Hey.
Hey, but if you go back downstream too now.
Hey, that river. Hey, that river. It was big enough for more than one.
Lord.
Mitch, give the information again for your book. When the music comes
yeah,
on,
what's
live,
up?
That's the end.
Right. What's up? Definitive Guide to Surviving Life in Black America. You can get it at any major bookseller and on Amazon.com. Appreciate the support.
Thank you, Mitch Taylor, for coming in.
I had a good time. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's all
yeah,
good, man. Thank you, Roy, for not acting up. Thank you, Lisa.
Roy, appreciate you.
And thank you,
E.
Say what?
I said I'm shocked, but I appreciate you, Roy.
Girl, please. You know I got. Look at this. What? What is all this accommodation? Why am I being accommodated today?
No, we love you, Roy. Right. We love you.
We love you like a dead sock, Roy, like a dead
and that,
sock.
That's all right. That's all right. I love y'all like a fat kid like cake.
That's that.
Until next week, we ain't doing the show because I'm out of town at my 40th high school reunion. We will continue.
Man,
you
old.
My
birthday, enjoy yourself.
I'm old. I may be old.
Hey. Yeah, enjoy yourself, man.
Right?
Say what?
Okay, is Larissa's birthday Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday. Yes, my birthday is Tuesday.
And mine is Wednesday.
Hey, happy birthday, ladies.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You. So,
I will hit you up on Facebook with
it. Hey, Gina.
What?
Since you're going to your 40th.
Yeah.
Since you're going to your 40th, make sure you cut that fro down, that little baby fro you got on your head.
Wow.
Make sure you do something with that little baby fro you got up there.
later on, y'all. I ain't trying to cuss this week. Later on.
All right,
next week.
Till
the next week.
All right,
y'all.